This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Back in the studio with me this morning is Jock Pitts, the executive director of People Working Cooperatively. Their 31st annual repair affair is coming up on May 11th. There's some help they need that you may be able to provide. And we're also going to hear more about the People Working Cooperatively study that looked at the effectiveness of what is being done. And again, a great pleasure to welcome Jock Pitts. Good morning, Jock.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's begin with the repair affair coming up on May 11th. For those who have somehow missed the 30 previous repair affairs, please explain what happens.
Great. Well, this is the 31st annual repair affair. And what we do on this day is, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done for our elderly and our disabled and our veterans and so forth to keep them safely in their homes. PWC has an able staff, 120 people. We're working at this all year long. But volunteers play a critical role to what we do, and they do that all year long. But on certain days of the year, and repair fair is a key one, we bring primarily skilled volunteers to the table, and we go out and we organize projects for them, and they get a lot of work done on our behalf. I believe we'll have 900 to 1,000 people on May 11th helping us around doing 100 projects around the greater Cincinnati area.
And you say skilled volunteers, so explain what skills you're looking for at PWC.
Well, we welcome everybody, Mark, but it is very helpful to the cause when you have construction skills. You know, if you're a roofer or electrician or a plumber, those are things that we need greatly. But we also, our seniors need some cleanup, you know, kind of things around the house and some smoke detectors, batteries replaced and furnace filters checked. So you don't have to have great skills, but we're making an appeal to that other set of people as well.
So that's the skilled volunteer, but I, for instance, being a do-it-yourselfer, I've done some roofing, I've done some plumbing, I've done carpentry work, I've done electrical work. Is, you know,
you
even with
great.
That would be okay?
You would be great. Yeah, we have trained professionals available to back people up. But, we don't want to put people in a situation that they're not comfortable with. We're trying to make repairs. And these are jobs that we don't either have the funds for, or they're in a territory of the tri-state where we just can't get to that. And, you know, the need is still somewhat greater than our ability to meet it. So volunteers can make that, stretch that difference. And so we're looking to get people involved. And again, we don't want to make them uncomfortable, but we find that once someone volunteers for one of these events, they come back every year and they bring a friend. So it's a good thing.
So you talk 900 to 1,000 volunteers will be part of the repair affair on May 11th. Mm-hmm. How many people are they helping out, helping hands?
There's about 100 households we plan to take care of that day. And it really, it depends on the number of volunteers we actually get and the jobs in the mix and so forth. But it generally evens out to be about 100 people. Now, repair affair has become a bit of a season now, Mark. It's too hard to have everyone scheduled just work out so they're free on May 11th. And if they want to help and May 11th isn't a good day, you know what? We can accommodate that.
If you would like to find out about volunteering for People Working Cooperatively's 31st Annual Repair Affair coming up May 11th, just visit our website, wvxu.org, and you will find a link to their website. And this year, I found it interesting, your presenting sponsor is the City of Cincinnati.
They have been great supporters for a long time. It is a sponsorship, but they support us through a contract, and we do work for these folks all the time. But we're able to, with their dollars, go out and attract additional dollars. Businesses like to volunteer for PWC as team building. Schools and so forth and churches come together, but it takes money to organize all of that. There's supplies that we buy in the city. What a great thing that they've said, this is helping our low-income residents. We'll put a few dollars up to help that out.
And how do you find these people that need your help?
Well, generally, Mark, they find us, and we've been doing this for, a long, long time now, almost 40 years.
Yes.
And so we're, a United Way network, and if you called the city or the county or Duke or anybody, they would all funnel those people back to us. And there is some interesting data out there that if you're eligible for our programs income-wise, about 90% of the people out there know who we are and what we do. It's just that if you're not eligible for PWC, we're sort of under the radar a little bit.
Well, great work being done, and last time we talked, Jock, you had just had a study that was done that showed the effectiveness of this work being done by People Working Cooperatively, and it now has been enhanced by a second phase of the study. So what have you learned in the second phase, and what was the second phase of the study? After we get some of the breakdown of what the first study found in the way of higher price, keeping people in their homes, keeping children in schools, a lot of very positive things from your work.
Yeah, you have a great memory, Mark. We're doing this study because, you know, we take dollars that someone else gives us, and we're trying to make sure we use them as effectively and as wisely as possible. And our mission is to keep people safely in their homes, and we want to do that, and that's what the study ultimately reveals. We're effective in that regard. But what does it prevent, or if when you do something like that, what are the benefits of other than to the homeowner, which one can see immediately? Well, it's actually a very cost-effective thing for our community and society. Our customers make about $13,500 a year, just as a typical number. And at those income levels, you know, the only asset they have is their home. If there's no heat, there's no water, there's some reason they can't stay in their home, well, you go to fully subsidized living is really the choice you make, and it's not a choice. That's the solution for you. And that costs a lot of money for a taxpayer.
Indeed.
And then that house is abandoned. So it's a bit of a lose-lose scenario. The homeowner doesn't want to leave. So for just a small investment, we can keep someone safely in their home, in the community, keeping that housing stock going, keeping the tax base up, helping in numerous ways to benefit the community. We know that people right now are aging, and we talk about let's try to allow people to age in place. If you're in a situation where you're disabled or at such an age where you might have to go into some assisted living circumstance, that's about, the numbers vary, but about $54,000 a year.
Yes.
You multiply that every year, and pretty soon, you know, the taxpayer is expending enormous sums of money for someone to live someplace they don't prefer to be. So if we put a ramp on someone's home or widen their bathroom door so they can stay there, what a simple solution. Doesn't cost much, and the savings build up. They're enormous over time.
You also are very big into energy conservation, whether it's good windows or insulation for these homes that will help with energy bills and the like, and found that to be effective as well.
Well, we talk about this whole house strategy, and so we believe in making the essential repairs and the energy conservation element and then the modifications for people. It's the way those three things fit together. That's the approach we bring to someone's house. And energy is, you know, it's a big part of your monthly bills. And our customers, their houses are often drafty and leaky, and they can't afford to pay those bills. Well, then that means that the utility subsidizes that at some level, and then the customers subsidize that. It's, again, it's not a good situation. People don't want to be there, the homeowners. Nobody feels good about that. If we go in and do a little bit of weatherization work, we can cause those bills to come down significantly. And our findings are we save them money. And then we find, because of that, they pay a larger portion of their bill back towards their utility. Again, it's just adding the incentive in the right way to cause this to come together to make it work.
You make it sound simple there, but I seem to recall 90% were paying more on their utility bill as a result.
That's right. I mean, big numbers. And if you know, again, that's the momentum you want. You want people to take responsibility for themselves, and that's what they want too. Our customers, these are people that own their own home. They've lived their life, and things have gone well up to a point. And now I don't know if it's old age or an accident or illness, but something has changed. It's just the time in their life where they need a little help up. Just a little hand up, and that's what PwC is in place to do. It's not, we don't believe in the handout thing. We believe in the hand up, and then they respond, and that's the way it works.
And what else from the second phase of the study were you most pleased with?
Well, I like the way the numbers showed that 87% of the people that we touch are able to remain in their homes. That's a pretty high number, and that the dollars that we spend are returned many times over. And I hesitate to casually use this phrase, but I believe that PwC is making an investment. And I think that's a term that gets thrown around maybe too often. But for the investment we make in someone's home, the savings are many, many times greater than for that small little thing we do in a home. When you talk about increased tax base, or when you talk about prevented costs from nursing care or subsidized living or assisted living, or even just the ability to support, you know, allowing children, who a third of the individuals in these homes are kids. I know they're living with grandma and grandpa because that's the stable home environment, but you know, it just, our society needs a little bit of girding up in the right places, and this is one of the ways that it works.
Well, congratulations on some great results there, Jock.
Thank you, Mark.
Jock Pitts, the Executive Director of People Working Cooperatively. You can learn more about the organization and the work they do by linking to their website through our website, wvxu.org. And again, you can volunteer for the 31st Annual Repair Affair. It's coming up on Saturday, May 11th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Details as well on the PWC website. Thanks again, Jock.
Thank you.